Chapter 5. I'm pregnant. The words flew from Lizelle's mouth like punches. She wanted them to hit Oscar, to knock him over as he stood there with his hands in his pockets, looking nervous. He froze for an instant, his mouth open slightly. What? I'm pregnant. Oscar looked around as if he was being set up. He stepped closer to her, then backed away. For real? He stammered. Are you sure? Yeah, she answered, eyeing him closely. The doctor said I'm 4 months. For a moment, she felt powerful. Now he can't run away, she thought bitterly. Oscar buried his face in his hands. I gotta think, he murmured. I mean, are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure, she snapped. What'd you think? I'm just making this up? Nah, he answered quickly. I'm just, you know, surprised. Me too, she grumbled, crossing her arms self-consciously. Are you all right? I saw you fall at lunch today. Lizelle shrugged. I'm fine, I guess, she said, knowing the words weren't true. Oscar stared at the ground. Lizelle wanted him to say something to make it all better somehow, but he was silent. The misty rain swirled around them, landing on her face in tiny droplets. She wished she had never gone back to his house that day in September. But the truth was, she had gone, and they had sex. And as she walked home that afternoon months ago, Lizelle was certain that Oscar believed she was special. But the next day, when they passed in the hallway at school, he looked away nervously and didn't say a word. It was as if he didn't know who she was. I should have screamed at him then, she thought bitterly. I should have made a scene and told everyone that Oscar was a dog. That's what Monique would have done. But instead of feeling angry, Lizelle felt like a failure. What did I do wrong? What's wrong with me? Why won't he look at me? The questions left a deep, aching sadness that Lizelle couldn't admit or put into words. She returned to Oscar's house after school that same day and again several days later. She was determined to show, to prove to him that she was worth his attention. 3 times she went up to his room. Each time, when no one else was around, Oscar had been nice. Each time he promised he would remember to go to the drugstore to get condoms. And each time Lizelle had gone along, afraid that if she argued, he would want her to leave. But at school, Oscar continued to look past her, keeping his head down as they brushed shoulders in the hallway. Lizelle finally decided she wouldn't go back anymore. Still, she secretly waited, hoping he would miss her and call, but he never did. He never said anything at all. He just ignored her, as if nothing had ever happened. Now, standing under the yellow streetlight in front of his house, she wanted to scream at him until he ran away in fear. Why did you ignore me like that? What did I do wrong? Lizelle swallowed hard and hung her head. Why did I keep going back? Oscar glanced at her bag, his eyes fearful and confused. He looked at the front door of his uncle's house, then back at Lizelle. So what are you gonna do? He asked cautiously. I don't know. She shrugged. I'm 4 months along. The doctor said I gotta keep it. My mom, she got really mad, so I left. Oscar glanced at her bag again. I got a place to stay, though, she added quickly with a touch of anger. Oscar sighed heavily, his thick shoulders sagging like something very heavy was sitting on them. I can't believe this, he murmured to himself. What am I gonna do now? The rain began to pick up. Oscar stared at the sidewalk, the wet, cracked pavement like a watery spiderweb beneath his feet. Lizelle waited for him to say something, to tell her he wasn't angry with her, that he was sorry for ignoring her all this time, that everything would be okay. But the words didn't come. I should go, he finally sighed. My cousin, he's waiting for me. Lizelle suddenly felt exhausted. She hoisted the bag on her shoulder and turned to leave. I gotta go too, she said quickly, trying her best to sound strong. Look, I'm not asking you for nothing. I just thought you should know. I'll see you around, I guess. Lizelle turned and headed to the bus stop on the corner, the bag thumping against her back. Hold up, Oscar called, catching up to her. Lizelle, wait! Oscar stepped in front of her, blocking her path. Look, I'm just really surprised. I wasn't expecting this. I gotta think. Oscar rubbed his head and breathed in deeply, staring at the wet pavement as if he was figuring out what to say. Then he looked up at Lizelle. I'll call you tomorrow something, all right? I guess, she shrugged. I mean, that'd be cool. I ain't mad or nothing. I'm just, you know, surprised. You ain't the only one, she sighed. Come on, he said, taking her bag. I'll wait with you till the bus comes. The air was wet and heavy, but suddenly Lizelle felt a touch of warmth deep inside her. She wasn't sure she could trust Oscar. She couldn't forget how he had ignored her all these months. But it also felt good to have him carry her bag. It felt good to think that maybe now he would talk to her again. Guess I'll talk to you tomorrow, Lizelle said as she climbed aboard the bus. Yeah, Oscar answered. Definitely. Oscar's shadowy outline grew smaller and smaller in the bus window. Lizelle leaned back and closed her eyes. He's gonna call me, she thought with a smile. He's got to call me. From now on, me and Oscar are connected. Now I'll be important to him. 15 minutes later, the bus hissed to a stop in front of a narrow beige apartment building. Lizelle bounced down the steps, suddenly feeling very awake and excited. Everything's gonna be all right, she told herself as she pressed the button for Mason in apartment 3C. Hello? A familiar voice crackled through the speaker. Daddy! Lizelle squealed. It's me, let me in. Lizelle? Her father replied, sounding surprised. Is that you? Yeah, let me in, she replied with a smile. I gotta tell you something. The metal door buzzed and then clicked. Lizelle pushed it open and bounded up the 3 flights of stairs. Her father was waiting at the door to his apartment, a look of confusion on his face. He was wearing a wrinkled white t-shirt and striped pajama bottoms. In the background, a basketball game played on his small TV. What's going on? He asked. It's almost 9 p.m. Lizelle hugged him tightly. Me and Mom had a fight. I moved out. Moved out? Dad chuckled. What are you talking about? Where's your mother? Lizelle plopped her bag on the living room floor. She had been to Dad's apartment only a handful of times. Usually he would come to their house, or he would meet her somewhere public, like a restaurant or the mall. Lizelle was surprised at how cramped and messy it was. There was a faint smell of dirty laundry and old food. A jacket was thrown carelessly over the back of the TV. Several empty soda cans and a half-eaten frozen dinner sat on Dad's small coffee table. A dirty shirt hung from the arm of the couch. She got mad at me, she answered with a shrug. So I left. You know how she is. Dad laughed again and shook his head. Left? Lizelle, you can't just leave. You're 16 years old. Where are you gonna go? I thought maybe I could live here, she answered, trying her best to sound cheerful. Here? Dad stepped back and rubbed his forehead. Lizelle, he said, shaking his head, his words slow and deliberate. It's great to see you, but what made you think you could live here? Lizelle stared up at her father. I don't know, she answered, her eyes dropping to the stained carpet beneath Dad's feet. I just thought maybe it would be cool. Dad shook his head. Let's just call your mother and find out what's going on, he said, grabbing the phone off the kitchen wall. Whatever you two were fighting about, I'm sure it's not that bad. Lizelle didn't like the way he was acting. He almost seemed annoyed at her being there, as if she was intruding on him somehow, and she didn't want him to call her mother. Mom would come over and try to pick her up. Lizelle was sure of it. She was determined not to go back home. She had no choice but to tell Dad the truth. Maybe then he would let her stay with him. She took a deep breath and forced the words from her lips. "I'm pregnant," she mumbled. Dad jerked as if he had been hit. "What did you say?" "I'm pregnant," Lizelle repeated. Mom started yelling and I couldn't stand it. I thought maybe it would be cool, you know, if I could live with you instead. "Is this some kind of joke, Lizelle?" "I'd only stay here for a little while, just until I figure things out," Lizelle explained. "You're always saying how you wish you could see me more. Well, maybe now you can," Lizelle said, remembering how he had said the words so many times before. "I could even help you clean this place up. And maybe I could learn to cook and stuff. It won't be bad. I promise, Dad, please." He stared at her for a second as if she was broken. "Pregnant," he repeated. She nodded, bothered by the look in his eyes. For a few moments, he was silent.
I don't know what you want me to do here, baby," he stammered. "I really think we should call your mother."
"No," Lizelle cried. "Dad, please. I don't want to go back there. I want to stay here." Lizelle hated the way she sounded, her voice screeching slightly like a little girl's. Dad sighed and sat down next to her on the couch. He seemed uncomfortable. His brow was creased as if he could barely hold back the thoughts in his head.
"Lizelle, I don't know what's going on here, but I think you need to get a good night's rest."
"What?" Lizelle asked. "Didn't he hear me?" she wondered.
"It's late," he continued, "and you're upset. Get some sleep, and tomorrow morning we can figure this out, all right? I'll set you up on the couch here."
Dad walked into his bedroom and emerged moments later with a towel, some wrinkled sheets, and a limp pillow.
"Here you go," he said, his voice forced and tense. "There's food in the fridge if you're hungry."
She noticed that he avoided looking at her as he spoke. Why was he acting this way? What was he thinking? She wondered. "Are you mad at me?" she asked when she couldn't stand it anymore.
"Of course not," Dad insisted. "I just think we both need to get some rest. Okay? We'll talk about this tomorrow."
Dad gave her a quick kiss on the forehead and retreated to his room.
"Good night, baby," he murmured, and shut the door.
Lizelle rummaged through Dad's refrigerator. There wasn't much, just some milk and a carton of leftover Chinese food. She made herself a bowl of cereal. Then she took a shower and changed into her pajamas. "Dad's just surprised, that's all," she told herself. "In the morning, he'll be glad I'm here." Lizelle turned off the light and TV and sank down into Dad's lumpy couch. She imagined Oscar calling her tomorrow. Maybe he would even come with her to the doctor on Friday. "It'll be okay," Lizelle whispered to herself, hoping she was right. Staring at the ceiling of the dark apartment, Lizelle could hear the vibration of the neighbor's TV through the living room wall. In the hallway, two women were speaking Spanish. She noticed another sound, too, Dad's voice from behind his bedroom door. His light was still on. His voice, though soft, sounded tense. "I thought he was going to sleep," Lizelle thought. She sat up and crept over to the door, but she couldn't make out what he was saying. Then she spotted the phone on the kitchen wall. She gently lifted the receiver and held it up to her ear.
"Gloria, you have to come get her," Dad fumed. "This is ridiculous. How could you let this happen?"
Lizelle cringed, nearly dropping the phone. She couldn't believe he was talking this way about her to Mom.
"Eddie," Mom replied, her voice calm but stern, "don't you dare suggest this is my fault. She's your daughter, too, remember? Frankly, I think she could use some fatherly advice right now. Maybe staying with you for a while would be good for her."
"Don't you try to make this my problem," Dad shot back.
"You know she can't live here. She lives with you. That's the way it's always been, and especially now. I mean, Gloria," Dad continued.
He sounded as if he was talking to a child.
"What am I going to do with her and a baby?
She's not having the baby for 5 months. Calm down," Mom said. Dad took a deep, strained breath.
"You know who this baby's father is?" he asked. "He even gonna help her?"
I don't know anything, Eddie. I just learned this today.
Dad cursed under his breath.
How's Lizelle gonna raise a child, huh? He asked. Maybe she ought to think about adoption or something. Seriously, you know she isn't ready for a baby.
Neither were we, Mom snapped.
Don't go there, Gloria, Dad grumbled. That's different and you know it.
Lizelle leaned her head against the wall. The room seemed to spin in the darkness. She still couldn't believe how Dad sounded.
Look, Mom sighed. I don't want to go through this now. Just let her stay with you tonight. I'll come and get her in the morning before school. And please try to talk to her. She's always looked up to you. She'll listen to you. Tell her she should come home. Tell her I'm sorry.
Lizelle couldn't take it. She hung up the phone carefully and slumped back to the couch. She buried her face in her hands, her eyes burning.
He doesn't want me here, she thought. He wants me to go away.
Part of her felt foolish for thinking he would respond differently. Another part felt ashamed, the way she did when Oscar ignored her at school. Dad kept talking for several more minutes. Then the apartment grew quiet. She could see the shadows of his feet pacing back and forth in the light under his bedroom door. A few times, she was sure he was about to come out and talk to her, but the door never opened. Eventually, Dad's light went out. Lizelle considered packing up her things and leaving right then, but she was too exhausted to head back out in the rain. Besides, she didn't know where else to go. She closed her eyes and fell into a fitful sleep, waking up just before sunrise. Then she changed her clothes, packed her bag, and wrote a short note on the back of a receipt she found crumpled on the kitchen counter. "Sorry I bothered you," she wrote. "Don't be mad. Tell Mom I'm fine." Lizelle headed out into the wet streets, away from Bluford High. She waited until 9 a.m. before heading to the only place, the last place she could think of going, her cousin Shayna's house.